And then the issue of the equivalence in terms of time to antigen independence has been a major point of controversy. And there are about 5 international trials going on. Dave Crawford is leading one in metastatic disease. We're leading one in Canada in biochemical failure after radiation. But none of these are mature, unless Dave has something to tell us about the D2 trial. None of them are mature, except for this Portuguese trial. And this is just reported, and it's a very important contribution, I think. 630 patients with locally advanced or metastatic LHRH analog plus cypronanastate. They got 3 months of therapy as induction only. The Europeans tend to use 3 months. In the United States and Canada, it tends to be more like 8 months to a year. Retreat for PSA greater than 20. This is the only study that I know of that has mortality in the majority of its patients. A lot of studies have reported preliminary results where they show no difference, but the event rate is low. There's roughly 300 patients in each arm, so the majority have died. Of those patients dying, prostate cancer was thought to be the cause of death in most of them, about 2/3 of them in both arms. And to make a long story short, this stratifies according to PSA at randomization, no difference between intermittent and continuous. This stratifies according to metastatic status, M0 versus M1, no difference between the two arms. And this is the overall survival, absolutely no difference between the two arms with 3 months of induction. And these are patients with fairly advanced disease. So I think this is a huge support for at least the concept that the time to antigen-independent progression and prostate cancer survival is not significantly different between these two approaches of intermittent and continuous. Now, there's also no evidence of a benefit, as was postulated by some.